KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hamas has freed all six hostages in the latest exchange, even as heightened tensions between the adversaries clouded the future of the fragile ceasefire deal between the terrorist group and Israel. The six today included three Israeli men who were seized from the Nova Music Festival and another abducted while paying a visit to his family in southern Israel back on October 7th of 2023, when Hamas first carried out its bloody attack against Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, former Senator Jim Talent says Europe could easily mount its own defense against Vladimir Putin.
Five or six brigades, including several hundred tanks, in a base in Eastern Europe with the supporting infrastructure and with the air power, so you're talking 25 to 30,000 men, would deter Putin from any kind of a direct attack.
Senator Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. He says he supports President Trump's position that both European leaders and Ukraine in particular could do more to reach a negotiated settlement with Russia. Senator James Lankford says one of the biggest areas of government waste is being largely overlooked.
In the federal government, the payment system, we know of $100 billion just in Medicare, Medicaid, and improper payments that we don't have any connection to at all. So that one program, there's improper payments of $100 billion and no one's chasing it.
Senator Lankford says unused office space is another of the biggest areas of government waste nobody seems to be thinking about.
We've now got 17 agencies in the federal government that they're using 25% or less of their floor space, of actually their office space. So that means we're paying for 75% of empty buildings, empty desks, phone lines, everything else that's set up for there.
Lankford says some of that wasteful spending will have to be reversed by Congress. This is SRN News. Christians are being left homeless in sub-Saharan Africa.
Persecution in the region is on the rise, as has been widely reported for years. But displacement is a lesser-known story. According to Open Doors U.S., more than 16 million Christians have been driven out of their homes in sub-Saharan Africa by violent attacks and civil wars. A family suddenly put out of their home can only hope to find a refugee camp, and in many countries, those aren't available either. Displacement also means the loss of income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Chinese government is warning Christian churches they must toe the line or face the consequences. A recent statement by a Communist Party leader says, quote, comprehensive and strict governance of religion must continue, improving self-education, management, and discipline within religious circles. The government wants all expressions of faith to be sinicized, meaning they must be brought into line with traditional Chinese culture. This is SRN News. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell by 4.9% from December.
The latest home sales figures fell short of the 4,110,000 unit pace, which economists were expecting, according to FactSet. The National Association of Realtors reports there are nearly 1.2 million unsold homes at the end of last month. That's up 3.5% from December and up nearly 17% from a year ago. Home prices increased on an annual basis for the 19th consecutive month. The national median sales price rose 4.8% in January from a year earlier, approaching $400,000 per home. George Williams reporting.
Americans' confidence in air travel and the federal agencies tasked with maintaining air safety has slipped a little from last year. That follows a recent crash in Washington, D.C., according to a new poll. But most still believe air transportation is safe in general. More of these stories at townhall.com.